7 months break. I missed you so much, so thank you for being back in the crowd with me today. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome! My name is Émilie Plamondon. I live in Quebec City in Canada. I'm French-Canadian. Every week on this show, I love to interview great punk rock artists, whether they are musicians, others, punk rock label owners, photographers, podcasters, etc. I also absolutely love to make you discover great bands from all around the world through my recommendations. Today, my guest is the incredible Sarah Lynn. If you're on Instagram, you probably saw her great, fantastic drum punk rock covers. She's 12 years old, she's so talented, and I really had fun talking to her. I also give you 3 recommendations for the bands Discordia Mental from Chile, The Speakeasy from my local scene in the province of Quebec, and The Other Ants from Finland. I hope you're ready, because I am. The show is starting now. This episode of the Punk Rocket Show is brought to you by the label Iodine Recordings. Their catalog includes great punk, pop punk, and hardcore bands like Stretch Armstrong, The Iron Roses, Rebuilder, Dead Bars, and Her Head's on Fire, and many, many more. It's not complicated. All the bands on Iodine Recordings are a great fit on this podcast, and the label is run by great humans with good values. Oh, and if you're a vinyl lover like I am, check their selection of gorgeous colored LPs. Thank you so much, Iodine, for supporting this podcast. Check the show notes or visit iodinerecords.com and enjoy this episode. Ah, hello, beautiful punk rock humans. I hope you are doing great today. And if you're not, that's okay, I understand. I just hope you could find some comfort, some dopamine, some distraction in this episode. It's such a pleasure for me to be back at doing this show after a long and much needed break. And even if you and I stayed in touch through my social media so we could chat and talk about music, and I was still making the weekly playlist, I really missed recording some podcast episodes. I missed having guests, etc. So yeah, I'm very happy. What did I do during this break? So many things. First, I bought my apartment, and it was a little overwhelming. I don't like paper stuff. And when you want to buy a house or an apartment, there's a lot of papers and meeting with banks and stuff. That's not really punk. It's actually very stressful. But it's done now, and I finally feel like I'm an adult. It's about time, because I'm gonna be 40 years old very soon. I'm just joking. Owning an apartment or a house is not mandatory to be happy and to be an adult. I know that. I also took care of my mental health, because I've been dealing with some bad ADHD symptoms for my whole life, and I decided to finally take care of that. I saw my doctor, I saw some therapist, and I feel so much better now. By the way, the fear of paperwork is definitely one of the symptoms that I have. Also, I wanted to start earlier in 2024. I actually wanted to start like in the first days of January, but something very sad happened. Metallica, my beloved cat, she started to be very, very sick. Actually, she started to show symptoms maybe a year ago. She was having kidney failure, but she was doing pretty great during fall. But a little before Christmas, she got really sick, and she passed away on January 1st. Obviously, I was feeling really sad, really, like, it's such a hard grief. So I decided to postpone my comeback. I miss her so much. Normally, she would be very annoying and cute right now while I'm recording this episode. She used to jump on the table, walk on my computer, rub against the mic, you know. I miss this so much. But on the bright side, During my break, I worked really hard with my band, The Long Run. We are actively writing songs. We're going to release a new single pretty soon. I really enjoyed the songwriting process. I know I told you on this show that at first I was insecure, I wasn't sure about my lyrics, blah, blah, blah. But now I just don't care and I'm happy to put my real feelings in those songs.
Wow.
So yeah, I spent some time with my band, actually both of my bands, because I did some really great shows with my duet, 50 Shades of Punk Rock. We're playing acoustic punk rock covers. I also spent time with my non-punk rock friends a lot, my family. I went to some shows and festivals like Red Bridge, Envolé Macadam, Festival d'été. And every time I was like, oh, I wish I could talk about this on the podcast. So here I am, I'm back. I really want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors today, Epic Merch Store and Iodine. I absolutely love our mutual support. This is a new word I learned recently, by the way. A tremendous thank you to all my patrons on Patreon. Because even if I took a long break, they stayed with me. They are incredible and I'm so grateful about that. Check the show notes if you want to subscribe and help me finance this project. But you know what? There are also so many things you can do to support the show without involving money. Like sharing the episodes, give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can send the episodes to your punk rock friends, tag them in my post, etc. Oh, and also, I really like to have feedback and some suggestions from you. So feel free to slide in my DMs. If you're in a band and you want me to add it on my weekly playlist or my recommendations, you can send me an email at punkrockette@gmail.com and make sure to include some streaming links and also a little bio. There are so many things I want to talk to you about today. Have you listened to the new Green Day album, Saviors?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, by the way, I saw them for the first time this summer. First time of my life. Can you believe it? I saw them with like 90,000 people on the Plaine d'Abraham for Festival d'été in Quebec City. Billy Joe is such a great frontman.
You're gonna give me fucking 1 minute?
It's absolutely amazing. The only thing I didn't really like is that he was doing a little too much of say oh in the middle of the songs. So I was kind of frustrated sometimes. I was like, just do the song. But that's the only complaint that I have. It was a great show. And also, who opened for Green Day? It was Bad Religion, and their set list was perfect. But yeah, the new album, I kind of like it. It's not really my favorite genre anymore. I'm honestly more excited about all my recommendations today. But I really like the faster songs on the album. For instance, Look Ma, No Brains, 1981, and also like Coma City. So it's a good album. I know that some people absolutely hate it. Some people really like it. I'm kind of in the middle of that. If you haven't already, you absolutely need to check the new Strung Out song. It's called Cages. It's so good. The band said that the song explores the self-imposed limitations that hold us back.
What?
Like blame and self-victimization. What I like about Strung Out is their metal sound, and you can definitely find it in the new song Cages. I'm excited to hear the new upcoming album on April 5th. The album title will be Dead Rebellion, and it's going to be released on Fat Records. Yay! I'm stoked because Tsunami Baum is currently recording new songs. It makes me very happy. I also found out that GBH will reissue their first 3 albums. Letter, Bristols, No Survivors, and Sick Boys. That's one. City Baby Attacked by Rats and City Baby's Revenge. They're also going to include some new sleeves, some unreleased notes and posters and pictures. A lot of new songs and videos were released recently. For instance, Laura Jane Grace released a new song called Birds Talk Too. I can't wait to see her at Puzza Fest, by the way. Mad Caddy has released a new song as well. It's called Baby. It's a really fun song. And oh, I'm going to see them in March in Quebec City. Neck Deep released a great song with a great title. Dumbstruck, Dumbfuck.
But it's not just a clever name.
I love it. What else? What else? Oh, Codefendants. They released a new song in a video for Living Las Vegas. Repugmentation. This morning, I listened to a beautiful Bad Religion tribute compilation. It's made by bands from Chile. Atomic Chile, Tributo Chileno, a Bad Religion. And I think it's part one. Part two will be released eventually. So go support all those bands. They're great. And I think it's really important to support bands from all around the world, including those in South America. Some of the bands kept the original English lyrics, but some other decided to translate their cover in Spanish, like the cover of Seas made by this incredible band, Discordia Mental. Let's listen to it! Today is for a band from my local scene in the province of Quebec. It's for the Speakeasy. They're from the Montreal area. You might already know my good friend Cal Boulette.
Yeah! Tonight!
I did like 3 collabs with him. We made covers of Propagandy, The Interrupters, Rise Against. I love his voice so much. So the Speakeasy is his band. They are playing fast skate punk, some rock and roll. They just released a new album. It's a self-titled album. One of my favorite tracks on the new release is Tea Party, and it's featuring Caroline Joseph from the band Bad Skin. Let's go!
Thank you. can. Let them know that I'm a dead man. White lies, when there comes a bed, the night cries. Blue flame, tea party at my grave. Very few came, shockwave. Every night I hear a warframe. There are gunshots, piercing screams. I hear melting butts like in my dreams. My insides are in knots, that's serious. When there comes a bed, the night cries. Blue flame, tea party at my grave. Very few came, shockwave. Every night I hear it, warframe. They came, like to know that I'm a dead man. White lies, when there comes a bed, the night cries. Blue flame, tea party at my grave. Very few came, shockwave.
Punk rock human, if you like merch as much as I do, I strongly recommend you the website epicmerchstore.com. They have t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, hats, long sleeves, and kids merch for more than 200 punk rock, ska, hardcore, and metal bands from all around the planet. So if you like bands like Good Riddance, The Dreadnoughts, Friends of Rome, After the Fall, Diesel Boy, Krang, Straight Line, Polly, Randy, and many more. Oh, they also have a Tony Sly tribute merch. They support smaller and bigger bands from all around the world. Plus, they ship worldwide, and you can have a flat rate shipping cost. Get your merch at epicmerchstore.com. Yay, now it's time to listen to the conversation I had with Sarah Lynn.
Interview.
That was super fun. We talked about her favorite covers to play, about how she discovered metal and punk rock. She also gave me a little drum lesson and some advices because I love to play drums, okay? But I don't know why. My arms hurt after like 30 seconds, not even, sometimes 40 if I'm in a workout mode. We also talked about some drummers that inspire her, some challenging songs she played, and she played live for us, but I'm not sure about the sound. I don't know if Scott will keep this part because I was recording through Zoom and I'm not sure of the sound quality. But anyway, no matter what, go check her work on Instagram because she has a tremendous... It's the word of the day. I love this word. She has a tremendous talent. Sarah Lynn is young. She already knows a lot about punk rock. And she's also a very nice human being.
Recording in progress.
Hi.
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 Can you see me?
No, I can't see you, but I can hear you. Can you hear me and see me?
Yes, one second.
All right.
Can you see me now?
Hi, Sarah Lynn. Should I call you Sarah or Sarah Lynn?
I'm fine with either. Like, okay. Whichever one works for you.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh. I love your shirt.
Yeah. I think you have a similar one. Do you have the same one?
I'm wearing, like, I have a Railer shirt.
Oh. But
which is like, yeah.
I'm matching your background, and also you have an RKL shirt right now, so it's pretty good. So okay, just a second. I'm gonna open my file for the question. I'm sorry I was late. I had some earphones problems, so I'm very sorry about that.
It's fine. It's completely understandable.
Yeah. Are you in vacation?
I'm at home right now.
Yeah, I mean holidays for Christmas?
Yeah.
You're done with school.
My Christmas vacation started about a week ago.
Oh, wow. That's a long one. I love that. Mine started today. Yeah. So, thank you for joining me. My English is not perfect, so if you don't understand a question, feel free to ask me. I'm going to try to tell you in another way, because I'm French Canadian. I'm from Quebec. Do you know where it is?
I'm not 100% sure of its location, but we have just started getting into like studying Canada and social studies.
Oh, okay. So I'm French Canadian from Quebec, and I always ask this question to my guests: where are you on this crazy planet? Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta.
Oh.
Well, specifically a suburb of Atlanta.
In Georgia.
It's about an hour late, but I'll normally just say Atlanta.
Cool. So we're in the same time zone. Yeah. So thank you. I'm very happy to have you on the show. And also, you'll be my first guest of the third season in January. So
Yay.
It's really fun. And I want to know more about you, because I think that you are super talented. I think a lot of people think, like me, you're super talented, and it's really fun to see your covers. But I want to know how you discovered punk rock first.
Well, I like grew up around punk rock because like my mom and dad, they love punk rock. But I was originally more into like heavy metal. Like when I was drumming, like I was more into Iron Maiden, Metallica, Manowar, that type of stuff. But around like a year and a half ago, I took up drawing as like a side hobby, just because like I thought it would be like a fun way to like pass time as well. So I decided to listen to music while I did that, because it was just kind of quiet.
Yeah.
So I listened to Trashed by Lagwagon.
Oh.
And it was like just like a psh.
Oh.
Because like I'd like heard it in like car rides and stuff, like and like vacations, because my dad loved that music. And I had before been like it's good, it's not for me, I prefer metal, but it was like magical and I loved it so much. And like from there, I think I listened to Haas and then Duh, and then I started exploring more Fat Record punk bands and Epitaph punk bands like Propagandhi and Strung Out, which I already had like an appreciation for because Jordan was my drum teacher and I already like loved the drumming on that. But I loved it even more as I started becoming a bigger punk rock fan. And then I started listening to like other stuff like RKL, the other Bad Astronaut, etc.
Ah, so you really like Lagwagon and the related bands. It's fun that you talk that you started with heavy metal. My cat's name is Metallica Chat, because in French, cat is chat. So I just made a pun with her name. So it's like Metallica Chat.
That's hilarious and rad.
She's really cute. She might come at some point and be annoying with me while I'm recording the interview. But I think she's asleep on the couch right now. Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Propagandhi too. It's a great Canadian band. I love how heavy they are. I love the lyrics. Are you interested in lyrics?
Well, I love I love Propagandhi. I love them, like, lyrically and musically. I also love how, like, although they have that, like, Fat Records punk sound, mm-hmm. that certain songs, like, F the Border, have, like, more of a hardcore punk rock
yeah.
feeling. And, like, also, like, the drums and the guitar are, like, super rad. And, like, everything's, like, so complex. It's just incredible to listen to.
I have the same feeling with, like, some strung out albums, too. Mm-hmm. Like, more hard, you know. Some even almost some metal sounds. It started with like Exile in Oblivion. And I don't know if you know this album, but it's so good. Good. And so I had a question from a guy named Ox. I think he's a little younger than you. And he wants to know how old you were when you started to play drums.
I was in and out of drums, like, when I was around, like, 5 and 6.
What?
Because
that's
we had,
so
like,
young.
A small e-kit. I wasn't, like, playing a bunch. I was mainly focusing on martial arts.
Oh, wow.
Which I do, like, every day. But, like, from time to time, I'd, like, play on the drums. But it was more like I could just, like, play an eighth note, like, groove. It would still be sloppy, though. But after, like, COVID hit, like, because it was grappling, and I couldn't do that because of social distancing. And we had this e-kit, so we decided to take, like, to transition from jiu-jitsu to drums. And then as I got better, I started playing more. And, I mean, as I got better, certain things that were harder for me got easier, and it just got more and more fun.
Ah, that's amazing. Do you play other instruments? Or do you want to, eventually?
I tried guitar, but, like, originally, because we have a piano and we have a couple of guitars, and, like, my dad was like, hey, we have a bunch of instruments. Do you want to learn one? We have guitars, we have pianos, we have an e-kit, we have a bass guitar. And I was like, I want to play drums. So that's kind of how that started. But I think if I want to focus mainly solely on drums,
mm-hmm.
but, like, bass would be a cool instrument to learn.
Yeah.
Like, I just love, like, how deep it sounds, and especially, like, how incredible, like, the bass is on, like, bands like RKL.
Oh, yeah. So true. Oh, yeah. I interviewed Lil Joe, and we talked about bass, and, like, yeah, it's a great band. And you know what? I discovered them really late in my punk rock journey, so I'm happy you discovered them super young. It's great. It's a great band. Did you listen to their live album, Live in a Dive?
I don't think I have, but I do want to.
Yeah, I suggest you. It's really, really good. It's like
I have seen some of their, like, live videos on YouTube because Barry, one of the guitarists, like, posted videos of them playing live on YouTube, which is really fun to just see because, like, a lot of times, like, the setup will change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be like Bomber on drums, Little Joe on bass, Chris Rest on guitar,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Flippin on guitar, and then it'll be like Derek on drums, and like the whole setup will like change. So it's like fun to see RKL like live because like the setup changes, and like each setup is super rad because you can have Derek on drums, you can have Dave Ron on drums, you can have Bomber on drums, you can have Bomber on bass, you can have Little Joe on bass, you can have Barry on guitar, Chris Rest on guitar, you can have Chris Flippin on guitar. It's just like fun to like see how it changes throughout time.
Really fun to see the evolution, and it also gets us a little emotional sometimes, I guess. Derek, and that's great. Would you like to be in the band someday, like, or are you?
I'm not in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I live like very far away from California, so I'm not like on like the US map. I'm not relatively close to the punk scene,
mm-hmm.
but I would love to start a band. I think it would be fun. I want to explore, like, writing drums.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've only written, like, drums for one song, and it was Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cindy Lauper. Like, we made, like, a mm-hmm. punk version or whatever where, like, it was sped up. And that was fun to do. But it also, I feel like it made me better because, like, I wrote stuff that was, like, hard for me to play. Oh. And that was like a little bit beyond my reach. So I had to improve to be able to play what I wrote.
Mm.
But I think further exploring that would be really fun. And also, like, if I got in a band and like I got to sign to like Epitaph or Fat Records or something, I might get to like go on tour with my favorite bands. And not only did I get to play more, I get to be able to see my favorite bands without having to pay for tickets every time.
Yeah, that's a good positive effects of having a band. Definitely. I got some questions for you from the listeners, and they want to know what was your cover that was the hardest for you to play? Because you posted a lot, you do a lot. Which one was the hardest to do?
I'd say probably Rifle.
Oh.
Because I posted that not too long ago, but it's a really like hard song with how like fast it, because like I think it's like 176 BPM, which isn't like too fast for a normal punk beat, but like constant 16th notes and then like going from the hi-hat to the crash just like for however many bars, like 40 seconds straight, is like very difficult. But it's fun because what I would do is like I like pick songs that are just beyond my reach to learn. And then I'll also pick songs that are like I cannot play.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can like work on them while I practice and like get better and eventually I'll be able to play them. I did the same thing with Linoleum. But I think it was really just like fun to like see myself improve and like also get a better ear for things and like realize, oh, he's not just hitting the crash, it's hitting the crash and then the hi-hat and going back and forth or and whatnot, like really just like further improving what I understand of the song. And I mean, being able to play it is super rad.
Wow, that's great. So you love challenges and you're not afraid of challenge. That's good. I should take an example for you. On you, I mean. So I think you're not the one who you're not managing your own social medias, but I'm pretty sure you see what's happening on it. So you're probably aware of all the feedback you get from the bands, right?
Yeah, my dad will like look through comments like just before I do, like just to like act as a firewall.
Yeah, sure.
So like kind of like help me prevent from like seeing like any like creepy comments or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I'll like go through and respond, which is really fun just because like not only will you get like band members and like my idols commenting on it, you'll also get just honest punk rock fans who will like be like, I actually met Derek at a show when they were touring for Trashed, or like they'll like give you their story on what they were able to see. And it's just a nice insight. You know?
Yeah, me too.
It's very fun.
I really like that on my social medias too. When I post, I don't know, I'm wearing a Lagwagon t-shirt and someone, exactly like you said, someone would tell me a nice story about when they met the band or what this album make them think about, great memories. So I'm with you on that. It's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun because I see that a lot of the bands are sharing also your videos. So they are like grateful, they're happy. It's fun. Yeah. So what is your favorite cover to play? We talked about what was the artist, like a challenge, but what is your favorite so far?
There are a lot of songs that I really like. Well, I like all the songs I cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wouldn't want to cover a song that I didn't like. But I'd say probably my favorite songs that I have covered that have been, like, the most fun to learn and play. I'm going to say, like, Rifle.
Oh, okay. Same as the challenge one.
Yeah. In Your Mind by RKL was really fun to learn. Island of Shame was fun.
Yes.
Back to the Motor League.
Oh, so good.
That was really nice. That was my first Papagandhi song I covered. Yeah. So that was really fun to like further explore like that part of the punk scene. I really liked covering Homesick by Pennywise. That I think that's my biggest video, but that was like really fun to play. So was My Bad Religion cover of New Dark Ages. That was when I learned. It wasn't the most challenging song I've learned, but it was like good to help me work on the fake double bass, which is something my drum instructor Jordan Burns will do, where instead of like using double bass, it's hitting the floor tom and then the bass drum. So it somewhat sounds like that. But that was really fun to learn. I'm probably forgetting a few because I've learned like a lot of songs, but those are ones that I remember as being really fun. My No Use for a Name covers are also really fun. I just remembered those.
The International U Day that you, I think it was a recent one.
Yeah, I think that was like one of the 5 most recent ones that I
so good.
Posted.
This song is so beautiful. Yeah. So, yeah, but I understand, even if it's not the most challenging song, if you love the song, it could be just very fun to play just for fun. Yeah, totally. I want to ask you an advice, okay? Because I love to play drums. Every time I have a music rehearsal with my band or another band, I love to play, but I have a big problem is that my arms hurt after like 45 seconds. What's my problem? Because I'm like, I don't know, like, oh, I wanted to take like real stick, but like, but I'm like, I think I'm stiff or something. So what should I do?
Well, like there are different techniques that can help with that. I think, well, one thing is building up endurance.
Yeah.
That's like something that can definitely help. I'll normally do something called shank tipping, which is like instead of just like using your arms,
yeah, I use
it's like
all
hitting
my
it
arm.
Like this and then pulling it a little bit so it has two hits. So instead of just going like this, it's something that I've seen like Dave Vaughn do.
Like, I see. Okay, yeah.
But there are like videos of it like online that like can help you. But it's nice to do, and it's like I'll also like incorporate a little finger technique into it to like help guide it and make it faster.
So I should use my wrist instead of all my arms, because I know that it's not normal that I do it this way.
Yeah, just focus on like not moving your arm.
Yeah.
If you're doing shank tip, because this is like a problem I had, I would like do it like this. And, like, my arm would get tired fast, but you just got to focus on, like, almost whipping it with your wrist.
Yeah.
So you hit, and then you pull a little bit, and it, like, it's double the hits.
Oh, yeah, already. I can see the difference right now. I should, my next music rehearsal, I'm going to try for sure. But, technique is probably very important at first, even if we are in a rush to learn and we want to be good already, I think we should practice stuff like that, because I was too like excited to play drums. I just never tried to use the right technique, right? So do you have lessons? Are you learning by yourself, a mix of both? How does it work?
Well, I originally, my dad like helped me learn basic rudiments. Like just like single stroke roll, double stroke roll, paradiddles, etc. Then I got Drumeo, which helped me learn more about drum theory and like time signatures and that stuff. And then like a little bit into that, I started working with the drummer for Strung Out and Pulley.
Oh, nice.
Jordan Burns. So he's also really helpful, because like I'll like be able to come to him with a song, and like he can help me figure out what's happening and like give me exercises that can help me like get better at what's troubling me in like a fill or a beat. But he's really good at like figuring out what's happening. Like I remember I was learning a Blink 182 song. I can't remember which one it was, but I read the tabs wrong because I wasn't good at reading tabs. But once I fully understood the tabs, everything that Jordan told me was happening was exactly what the tabs had written. And it was just, like, incredible to see how, like, on the spot he was. But he's really helpful for, like, figuring out things and improving, you know, my technique. Because I had this problem where I'd, like, sweep the snare with my left hand. So instead of going up and down, I'd kind of do this. Like, in a lot of my earlier videos, you can see me doing that.
Oh.
But
I don't think I would notice.
He, like, helped me improve that
a lot
and keep my stick going up and down. But he's definitely helped, like, with my technique and with, like, the songs I've learned. Like, I remember going to him with, like, when I was learning Making Friends by Lagwagon, and, like, he helped me, like, make sure I was playing the fills right. But he's an incredible drum teacher.
And
the effort he puts in is inspiring.
And he's, like, a legend in the scene, so that's even, like, it's super great. Yeah, I wish I could have singing lessons by some legends like that, by, like, Ellie Williams of Paramore, or Karina Denike. She sang with No Use for a Name on The Outside. I would love to have singing lessons from her. I should ask her. Why? Right? And do you have an advice for young kids and teenagers who would like to start drums? What helped you the most at first?
I'd say don't, because I cannot stress this enough, do not compare yourself to, like, people who have been practicing a lot longer than you.
Oh, sure.
Like, if you're, like, 10, don't compare yourself to a 5-year-old who's been playing for, like, 3 years when you've been playing for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't compare yourself to someone. Because, like, well, it depends on how you react to it, I think. Because sometimes comparing yourself to someone can motivate you.
Yeah.
But if it makes you feel bad about yourself and it makes you, like, not want to play, don't compare yourself to someone else. Compare yourself to you a week ago or a month ago or a year ago, and recognize how much you have progressed.
This is such a good advice for anyone in any fields. So true. Yeah.
Oh, also, bust your butt on drums. That helps too.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so true. Like, you said it so perfectly. Like, if comparing yourself makes you feel motivated and you admire the person and you're like, wow, I love those skills, I want to develop mine, it's great. But if you feel, like, sad and jealous, or, you know, like, not good enough, it's not a good, it's not a good thing. Yeah, I love that. A lot of people should follow this advice. Well, that was so much fun. Thank you so much, Sarah Lynn, Sarah. And are you working on a cover these days? Maybe it's a secret, right? But,
well, I'm currently working on a song by Bad Religion.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I love
that. So that's
this. Yeah.
That's fun. I don't know if I should say this song. Like, I don't know if it's supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah,
but it's from Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, I think it was on. Oh, okay. Nice. Hey, thank you so much. It was so much fun. And that was an amazing chat. Thank you so much. What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I'm going to play some drums.
Yeah.
Probably watch a little TV.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe play a board game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, play on Nintendo a little bit, but definitely drums.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like an hour. But, well, more than an hour, like 2 or 3 hours.
Whoa, that's a lot. Wow, you're not tired after that? I'm just thinking about my arm. Like, after 45 seconds, I'm done. I can't imagine 3 hours, but you explained me well how to improve that. cool. So thank you so much, and have an amazing day, amazing holidays too, and we'll keep in touch. Maybe we'll do a part two eventually. Why not?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Repugmentation.
For today, but not the least, is for the band The Other Ants from Finland. Thank you to my friend Jared for making me discover this band. Where was I? Because they were formed in 1995. But okay, for my defense, they had a long hiatus from 2009 until like 2021. So maybe that's why. If you like melodic punk rock, you're gonna love them. Their album, Love Songs Never Die, is freshly released and I absolutely love it. Let's listen to the opening song, As Above, So Below. Down there. Episode. Thank you so much again to our sponsors, Epic Merch Store and Iodine Recordings. Merci Caroline Morin for doing great visuals for the flyers of all the episodes. Don't forget to give some love and support to Sarah Lynn, but also to the bands that I recommended you today, Discordia Mental, The Speakeasy and The Utterance. Like, go buy their merch and their albums. Can't wait to be back next week because my guest will be the fantastic Becky Fontaine from the band The Iron Roses. We talked about deep stuff. But until then, punk your life. See you next week.
Wow.